Welcome, everyone, to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show. This is going to be an interesting evening because I do have a very interesting guest with me this evening. So we are going to begin by introducing him. His name is Don Adams. He is lovingly referred to as Doc Stars by those who know and love him. And he's out of Alberta, Canada, and he is the founder of frequencies, planetary star frequencies. And I've already posted his web group, his Yahoo group, Sound of the Stars, on my blog. So if you want to visit there and get familiar with what he does, by all means, go to my blog and you'll find his Yahoo group, Sound of the Stars, there. And he's going to explain to us a little bit about what he does. And for those who are unfamiliar with the fact that, you know, that there are vibrations coming from those planets that can be captured, they can be, reformulated, and they can have certain effects on your body, mind, and soul. So you can go to my blog, find his my link to his popular discussion group, and I've posted it there for your convenience. And I'd like to introduce Don Adams, Doc Stars. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hey, Terry. It's good to be here again with you, and doing pretty good.
I think people really did love it. You were like one of my first guests when I did start doing a radio show. Now we're here on the BBC network, larger network, bigger audience, and you're my guest again. So I know that you've expanded a great deal since maybe it's been about a year since you were on my other radio show. So tell us, how have you grown in maybe this last year? What have you added? What have you been doing to your product line?
Wow. That's a really good question. You know, when we started off, there was really just a handful of these things, and and my intention was to just get feedback from people, you know, try this out, you know, tell me what happens to you. And I guess, you know, really, because we were getting such consistency and notable effects being reported by people, this, you know, spurred further development and, you know, I suppose gave me encouragements and impelled me towards getting into a number of different areas. What the focus is trying to figure out what are some of those key areas mentally, emotionally, physically that affect most of us. How is that connected to, you know, potential planetary alignments? How do we offset that? How do we buffer against it? And so that product line is...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I wish maybe you could make, you know, a little set of frequencies that maybe I could use on my intro for my radio show. I thought about that, you know, and to just give people an idea of what the frequencies sound like. Yes, it sounds like a little, I don't know, how would you describe the sound of those frequencies?
Oh, that's boop, a really good boop, question. Well, you know, each frequency sounds different. There will be some that have like a familiar feel or sound to them. Like there will be some that will be similar to each other, but each one's unique. Yeah, and you know, range of tones, the tempo, the speeds, pitches.
Right.
The reason
and
that
you
they're
can
different.
Do, you can formulate frequencies to specific birth charts. Now, when we say frequencies, I'm going to go and explain this to the audience a little bit. Don, in his frequencies, he's had hundreds, maybe, frequencies for different things. How to attract love, how to attract your soulmate, how to attract luck, how to attract work, how to center yourself, how to get in the zone. I don't know, Don, give us, I love the titles of some of your frequencies. Tell the audience some more of them, because I think they got really cute. Okay. We've got a lot of callers on the line, Don. Do you mind if we take some calls?
No, that's cool. If our line gets disconnected, just call me back. It just we've been having some local network problems here, so if that happens.
Yes, our engineer said they have been too. All right, so we're ready to take a call. We have a caller on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Terry. I was just wondering what major shifts are going to be happening for me when Pluto and Jupiter go direct.
Okay, what is your first name?
Oh, it's Alexis. I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, right. Okay. All right, Alexis. Well, you know, Jupiter and Pluto are going to be going direct, and in fact, Jupiter is going to be in a beautiful trine to Saturn for this last quarter of the year. And what it does is overall, I know that there's going to be a lot of success stories out there. I know that people are going to be feeling the energy already, and I wonder already if there isn't going to be some wonderful stories about some magnificent things that have already begun to happen to people. So you should already be feeling the energy right now, and this can just push your goals forward easier with the minimal amount of effort. So imagine if you put forth a lot of effort, you're really going to see some great things happening, okay? Thank you.
Okay, so I guess that wraps it up in a nutshell.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
And we have another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Yes.
This is Michelle.
Michelle, hello. And what is your date of birth?
November 8th, 1953.
All right. And do you have a question for my guest or myself?
Yes, I was wondering about a career path for me. I have not worked in like 3 years. I'm a stay-at-home wife.
Don, is there a frequency to help people get jobs?
Well, we have frequencies that are used by members that appear to have that effect. And probably a good way to look at how that would tend to work is if there's any kind of behavior pattern or area in consciousness that might be blocking.
Love it.
Well, what can happen is the frequencies can sort of reroute that, stimulates different kinds of energy patterns in the mind, in the emotions. We have had actually
some successes?
A significant number of, yeah.
Oh, did you hear that, Michelle? Now, you can go to my blog and go to his Yahoo group, and they have frequencies that can help unblock. I do see a blockage here because you have your Venus, which is money, of course, and it's at 21 degrees. Now, you also have an opportunity to get a job, but if you don't do it immediately, you could have more problems. So I would definitely try to find out and figure out what this blockage is here. I'm not going to say that it's laziness, but your Venus is sextile Neptune, so it's you being a little bit picky about what you're looking for, correct?
Well, I don't know what I want to do.
All right, well, there you go. So you have to get more focused and kind of direct universe to bring you something. So you can benefit from this Jupiter trine Saturn, and hopefully if you start working through your blockages, trying to direct the energy as to what you would like to do, probably I would say by November you could have a job, if not October. All right, thank you.
Okay, all right,
thank you. I just want to say to everyone that we are really backed up with the calls, so this is just a radio program, and we try to get to everybody's questions as much as we can, but, you know, it's not always possible that we can spend a lot of time. So you can always give me a call for a private consultation from my website, www.terrynazon.com, or you can visit Don's website to help you work through these planetary blockages. I think that was a really good thing that you did say to the caller, that people have to work through their blockages. That's very good that you brought that up. Thank you. And do we have another caller?
Hello, this is Carlos.
Hello, Carlos. How are you?
How are you, Terry? Lovely to see you, to hear you.
It's lovely to see you too, Carlos. You'll have to send me a picture.
Yes, listen, Terry, I wanted to ask you and the doc. I admire them, both of you. And
you're familiar with Doc Stars?
Sorry?
Are you familiar with Doc Stars?
Yeah, I'm always reading your webpage, and there's a link there to his I just wanted to ask you something concerning the next planetary movement. I am born on January 10th, 1956, so I am a Capricorn, and I heard that we're going to have Jupiter and Pluto.
Yes.
It's going to be an extraordinary joint for all Capricorn. How do you see? I'm being doing bad with my work lately. I'm self-employed, and how do you see that part of my chart? And I'm giving an exam this coming Monday, the 8th, September the 8th, for an extended license.
Yes.
I would like to see how do you guys see it, my vibration.
Right. Well, definitely, as a 19-degree Capricorn, Carlos, you are definitely slated and in line to receive that Jupiter trine Saturn. Maybe you should start feeling the effects maybe towards the end of October, maybe in November, okay? So that should help you. Of course, you know, when Doc so wisely said about blockages, and some of his frequencies can definitely work to release blockages. You have Mars in Scorpio, and it's with Saturn in Scorpio, and it's square Pluto. I would definitely say that that's a blockage, and that could be some fear where you just get real tense and real, you know, scared and not open to the flow. I talk about a lot, you know, with these transits about resistance and submission, okay? When we resist the energy, that's when we have a blockage, okay? So you definitely could benefit by working with a greater flow of energy instead of tightening up and resisting and getting scared, okay? But I feel definitely you will benefit from the planets. Your Pluto will also benefit from the Pluto going direct because that'll be trining that. So that should point out to you where your blockages are, where you're tripping your own self up, and hopefully release it. So I see great successes for you, okay?
Listen, Terry, one more thing. I'm sorry, I know that you have a lot of callers, but one more thing. My appointment with my judge from immigration is on January the 6th of 2009, and how do you see it? It's my final appointment, with my final hearing.
To be honest, I think it's going to go very quickly, quicker than you're anticipating, and I feel it's going to go very well. I think you're anticipating trouble with it, and I just don't see it.
No trouble.
No troubles.
Okay, Terry, I love you. You're always great. I'm a great follower. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Now, Don, you know, I'm always out for a good deal for you guys, and didn't I ask you to offer my listeners a special deal on your frequencies?
Yeah, and over the next few days, we're going to have some new kits up. I think what we were talking about was a 10% reduction. And probably the best way to get that deal happening for your members is have them go to the Yahoo group and just indicate that they heard that, you know, this on your show, and that they'd like to get the special rate. And then I'll know who it is, and I can send them instructions on how to qualify.
All right, so if you want to try out some of Don's frequencies, and I have a collection of them, too, so I like them, too. If you want to try out his planetary frequencies, then you can go to his Yahoo group. Just follow the link either from my website or from my blog. And if you mention that you heard him on my radio show, in addition to the specials that he's going to be having this weekend, he will give you an additional 10% off. I can't think of anything that is more rewarding than that. And I know from following your Yahoo group, Bob, that you do quite often, A, give the frequencies away when you're trying them out, and B, give tremendous deals for the people who come to the group. So, and I see it's a very interactive group where a lot of the group members can suggest frequencies, and you're very open to interacting with people about their problems and what frequencies would be good for them, aren't you?
Well, it's important that, you know, there's a collaborative and experimental nature to this, and so really the forum that we've got is a community, and it's a good community. So, you know, many of the frequencies that have been developed have come from suggestions, and we work together. Like
it's
you know,
teamwork,
it's not
me
up in the soap. Yeah, so
it's a lot of teamwork. Sure. That's what I'm seeing there. And do we have another caller on the line?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Terry, this is Binu. How are you?
Hi, Binu. How are you?
Good, very good. What do you see for me and my ex? We are not talking for last 1 week. Do you see any
for 1 week?
Yeah.
Well, what do I see for you and your ex is not talking for 1 week? Well, I would say that probably that it would improve when Pluto goes direct, which is on September 10th, okay, since I already know his chart, and a lot of his charts are Pluto related, and their blockages, their standoffs, their power struggles, and it's him using his will to make things go his way. So I would say probably in about a week you should see this a lot of things turning around and changing, darling, okay?
Do you see him maybe another girlfriend or something? Maybe that's
something
he's not coming?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Hmm.
It's mostly probably just the alcohol.
Okay.
All right, darling. Love you.
Okay,
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
And, you know, since Pluto is in the very last degrees of Sagittarius, and it's about to move out of Sagittarius, and he's going to go through the anorak degree, which is the last degree. That can really shake things up. I'm not quite sure that people don't talk a lot about this. I don't hear it from a lot of astrologers. Those final degrees of any sign, especially when you've got a planet like Pluto at 28, 29 degrees, these are called the anorak degrees. They're called the fated degrees, and they're also called, they're so significant because they can bring, like, things to a head. Just before it moves again into the sign of Capricorn. So do you have would you say that you have any frequency, Don, that would deal with Pluto, let me say, at the last degrees?
Well, there is no frequency currently in place that would address that specifically,
mm-hmm.
but a frequency can be designed to address it specifically.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is... We have so many outstanding pending requests for different, you know, issued transits that I'm perpetually behind in making the new ones.
Right. Now, I know you and I have talked before about, right, when you're under the affliction of a planet. Now, here's what came to my mind is that you and I both talked about this. When you're under the affliction of a planet, how do you bring the antithesis or the opposite or mitigate that? But you know what? When a planet is retrograde, it's actually an antithesis because the planet is farther away from the Earth so that we get the opposite effect of its transit. So if you wanted to, say, mitigate a planetary transit's effect, like Uranus, Saturn, you might try using the retrograde, pulling it farther away from the Earth.
That makes total sense. And when I'm designing a frequency, I'll actually take different approaches, sometimes multiple approaches. another thing that I use often is trying to locate the arbitrator.
Right.
I'll find whatever the medial point is that takes the stress off that transit and induces harmony.
Right, a trine, a sextile, but also the antithesis of that a planet, you know, giving an influence would be the planet retrograde, further away, you know, from the
Earth. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah, so I wanted to mention that to you, too. So do we have another caller on the line? Hello? Okay, good. So we can talk. Is that a caller?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Who is this?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. And what is your date of birth?
My birthday is February 2nd, 1960.
Okay, February 2nd, 1960.
Correct.
And how can I help you?
I'm inquiring on my love life, my romance.
Well, you know, Doc Stars has some frequencies, either to attract love or to bring love into your life. Give me some of those titles of your love frequencies, Don.
Well, on the catalog, there's a series of frequencies. They have the prefix of just attract,
uh-huh.
So like attract mates, you know, attract,
yeah.
manifesting good things. Reports that we've got on the forum have actually consistently shown over time that they appear to work and work fairly well. The mm-hmm. the only thing is that in some cases, what we've found is that the quantity of attraction can be a little bit disorienting.
I'm okay with that.
Well, sure, but it sounds like it's a good thing. You know, if you find yourself going through the day where, say, five different people have expressed, you know, an interest in you,
cool.
it can be actually happening. It can be a bit disorienting, especially
yeah.
if you've gone through a dry spell. And the other thing is that you need to be cautioned because those particular frequencies do not have a filter that's pre-built in specific to your tastes. So. You know, if you do experience a draw, it's not necessarily that you're going to be only attracting just the people that you would be specifically interested in. Like, you could have some
oh.
good, active, nice people, you know, but you could also get some, you know, some
yeah.
people that you'd have to kind of filter out.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Well, Jessica, the good news is that, you know, Jupiter is going to enter Aquarius, your sun sign, next year, all right? And also that your Mars, which rules men in your life, is at 14 degrees Capricorn. So I think that you can start really kind of benefiting from that Jupiter trine Saturn now through October, and then again, probably, I would say, next year I see you stabling with your love life. So I think things look very good for you.
You do. Do you yes. think it's a possibility of attracting new love or old
love? Well, you know,
love
Aquarius
back?
Always has this this energy of bringing people back from the past. Okay, so I would have to say this is not new, because Saturn, of course, is talking about you know, reconnecting with old flames or whatever. So I would have to say it could be somebody that you know already. Now, how far back, I don't know, but I think it's somebody that you know, darling. All right?
Someone that I've been involved with before, huh, Terry?
Yes, darling. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, keep up the great work, and I love listening to you, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Don't I have, like, the greatest callers? Don't I have, like, the greatest followers here?
They're pretty good people, Terry.
I know, they're just like my fans. And then, you know, sometimes what I really like is about once a week, someone will send me a picture of them, and I have to say that I think I have the best looking fans also. I must say that I got some really gorgeous girls as my fans and my clients. They are really tremendously beautiful. Knock down gorgeous. I mean, like, oh my God. You know, so keep sending me your pictures because I love to see the face behind the voice. But anyway, again, we're coming into the cycle where Jupiter is trining Saturn. Don, what are your ideas on Jupiter trine Saturn? And did you notice that it was going to do that for this entire quarter, this last quarter of the year?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, regarding Jupiter trine Saturn, it's interesting. I mean, this is actually something that I wanted to bounce off you. You've kind of reminded me now.
Mm-hmm.
What I find is when I design a general frequency, the characteristics or properties tend to affect most people the same way. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we look at Jupiter trine Saturn, we'll be blending, you know, generally the positive characteristics of both planets together. And we'd see
right.
kind of like a kind of optimistic sobriety, a kind
right.
of
uh-huh.
you know, dedicated
put.
Kind of work
Nicely
ethic.
Put.
That's
Nicely
happy
put.
In.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So in this particular case, when we take a look at those energies, we see good fortune through hard work and even like
persistence.
The mental persistence and even emotionally, just, you know, emotional solidity, reliability, you know, this kind of thing. But what I find is that probably in about, so far, about 20% of cases, a general frequency, not a custom, but a general frequency, will have about 20% of users reacting very differently from the other 80%. And it seems like so far this is happening likely to a large part in relation to, you know, curious things going on with their, like, for instance, Jupiter, Saturn. And I wanted to ask you, have you come across situations where you're looking at a transit such as that, and while it should generally affect most people the same way, it doesn't? Do you notice that there's sometimes...
Absolutely. And there's a lot of different reasons when the... What I always try to tell people as I'm teaching them astrology, when the predictions do not come true, there is another influence going on. So either you're going to be influenced by the stars, okay, because, you know, you're just naturally living your life. But if there's alcohol, drugs, or if there is a concerted effort to put their will onto things, like it's going to be my way, I'm going to do this. Like when you go on a diet, I am not eating cake, right? And come hell or high water, if you've decided you are not eating cake, you put in your will onto that, all right? Because remember, free will always goes above everything. So I find that it's either there's some sort of other influence at play, because if you're not under the influence of the stars, you're under the influence of something else, alcohol, drugs, whatever, and magic, whatever. And then also I find that if there's a concerted effort to use the will in a wrong way, then there is this like certain percentage where you're looking and you're scratching your head and you're saying, no, I don't think, you know, that should go like that. So, you know, and the trine, remember, can be a lazy aspect. We can't just sit there and expect, you know, buckets of gold to come to us. We have to still use energy, hard work. This is a reward. But many people could become complacent with the trine energy. We have another caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Hi, Terry. I called. I kind of had a bad connection with you on the last one about the career.
Who is this?
This is Michelle.
Oh, okay, Michelle. So, what do you want to know?
I wanted to know, you know, what kind of a career path I should take. Now,
Michelle,
you said something about a block. I
don't want to cut you off, but you know what? That sounds like a very interesting question, but I think it's going to take more time than what I have on the show, and I'm probably going to need to look at your natal chart, too, to see what path that would be good for you, all right? If you want to get your natal birth chart on my website, you know, I always give the free natal birth charts. And, you know, but that requires a certain amount of analyzing, which when we're on the radio show, you know, I'm trying to go at a really big clip here.
Well,
can
I ask you about my family?
All right. What do you want to know about your family?
Regarding my youngest son, Cody, where is he going?
What is his date of birth?
March 26, 1990.
How old does that make him? 18?
18.
Okay. So I'm going to take a quick look for you.
Thank you,
Ben. Well, he's in Aries, and he's going to go in his own direction. His moon is in Aries. And I see him as being sort of a rebel and just kind of making his own way in life. Is he good at sports?
Skateboarding.
That's what I feel.
24/7, it'd be good.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. And there's, you know, I saw that there was a sport that he just loved, and he's going to be doing that for a while. But I also feel he'll buckle down probably by the end of this year. I think that he'll kind of like settle down, but he'll still keep his skateboarding up. All right?
Oh, yeah, that's the love of his life.
All right, darling, thank you.
All right, thank you, and I'm sorry.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so if you would like to speak to myself or Don, you can give us a call at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. You're listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and welcome to my live call-in radio show. My guest this evening is Don Adams out of Alberta, Canada, and he is the creator of star frequencies, of planetary frequencies, and he's got a Yahoo group which you can connect to from my website and my blog called Sound of the Stars, actually using the frequencies of the stars already out there because, you know, light and sound go together. And so he recreates these to create all kinds of wonderful star patterns to attract love, to attract wealth, to attract luck, even to help you with your health problems. Don, would you like to share a little bit about how your frequencies work on all the different health ailments that people have?
I've been thinking about, Terry and I had a conversation offline just before the show began, and I was asking her, how do I present my work in a way that's easily understandable and makes sense? The reason that I asked that was that I've been doing research and development full-time for the last 7 years, and the orientation and focus was primarily a scientific one.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that often when I'm in a situation where someone's asking about, well, what the heck am I doing and what is it and how does it work, that it can be difficult to try to describe it at times without a technical orientation. But I started to think today, how do I put enough pieces together that will make sense to the average person,
mm-hmm.
and really kind of get across the, you know, the viability and credibility of this? And I realized that I could do this through the analogies. And so what I thought I would do first is maybe describe, you know, some essentials of the method, why it's important,
right,
and basically how it functions. And then my thought is that once that's in place, you know, the average person will be able to see for themselves the sensibility of it, and then
right.
you know, how they can apply it. So should I kind of monologue for about 5 minutes? Does that work? Or
I think that it's important that people understand what we're talking about. Okay, because you know, on my show, people can, I mean, my show can get very fast-paced. So, yeah, I would like you to take just a few minutes and kind of, like, explain to us how the frequencies work. What are they? If you can,
okay.
Make us understand this.
So, some listeners out there may be familiar already with various takes and approaches on this concept.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some of those approaches will be things along the lines of, you know, someone, there was a fellow named Kepler that came up with a really, really good model. And his basic idea was, you know, to use a geometric model using a dodecahedron with different platonic solids nested inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that these different solids and their dimensions and shapes and proportions to each other constituted a kind of representation of ratios of space and distance between planets. And, you know, there's been different kinds of musicians throughout time, all the way back to Pythagoras in Greece, and even before then, there were some rudimentary takes on this from other cultures and individuals. Over the last,
So this is nothing new, what you're doing. Is that what you're saying?
The concept itself is not a new concept.
Mm-hmm.
The problem has been to get an accurate enough representation to actually induce profound enough effects to be able to say, oh, okay, we've been able to approximate and simulate an actual planetary transit. To a large extent, this is what's been missing. And I'll
right.
just give you an example. There's been a number of people in contemporary times that will go and make different studies of you know, characteristics of planets, and then they'll attempt to convert these characteristics into some kind of sound form.
Right.
To lesser, you know, and sometimes a little bit greater degrees, they'll get some kind of an effect, but usually it's really not approaching what that fundamental mysterious component is that actually causes the transit effect. Now, you know that if a certain planetary configuration is set up, the actual way that it manifests phenomenally can be profound. Like if it's something that's, you know, say there's like a Mars square Saturn, and it's quite intense and positioned in just the right house and just the right sign at just the right degree, that there may be accidents. You know, there could be like...
Or the Saturn in the South Node, like I found out in Mexico. Go on. Okay.
So the interesting thing about this is that we're not just dealing with an energy form that only affects apparent subjective behavior or perceptions.
Uh-huh.
What we're actually dealing with is a form of energy that can create literal, observable, externalizations, physical phenomena. We see manifestations of, you know, all kinds of things. And one of the reasons that this occurs, this is one of the things that I found over the last number of years, is that these planetary transits affect gravity in a way, especially in our bodies, where there is contraction and expansion on a very, very tiny level within our biology.
Uh-huh.
We already know, for instance, that when the moon changes position, we'll have fluctuating degrees of, you know, pressure in the fluids in our body. So
right.
It's like we're being slowly blown up like a balloon, and then we're having like the air slowly released from the balloon.
Uh-huh.
When people go bonkers at, you know, when people kind of go crazy at the full moon, it's because they've got a whole lot of pressure. You know, their brains are affected. I mean, they're actually having an invisible force directly apply, you know, pressure on you know, the things that regulate their emotions and moods.
And that's interesting because, you know, I tell people, look, it's going to be a full moon. Take an aspirin.
Well, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And I've been doing that for years, and for some reason I found it works.
It's consistent. It's a consistently observable phenomenon.
Yeah.
Now, most of the people that have attempted to represent characteristics of planets or angles at each other have tended to not. It's not that they've taken an easy way out, but they've pretty much had to rely, for the most part, on conventional knowledge to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And the answers that shed light on why the planets affect us the way that they do are not to be found, typically, unfortunately, within the conventional knowledge stream.
Right.
This was frustrating. For the first few years of my research, I pored through, you know, most of the key work that had already done on this, and I found it galling and annoying that nobody had really identified those special things. But they had come
right.
close. I mean, you can certainly buy some New Age CD produced by some dude in Europe or the States, and it plays some happy music, and you'll get perhaps some of the general qualities and maybe some of the feelings. Maybe it'll even make you feel a little bit better, but it's not going to... There is no music that you can buy anywhere on the planet, as far as I can tell, other than my frequencies, that can actually, you know, with a degree of consistency, induce the specific characteristics, internally and externally, of transits. That just doesn't exist. You can get the general emotional feel, but you're not going to get that sort of thing. So what I want to do is I want to bounce a couple of examples off to your listeners.
Yeah.
This will begin to shed light on how this is happening. If I take a glass vial, I take a tube, and I fill the tube full of a liquid medium, and in that liquid medium, I insert a bacterial colony. I take the tube, and I position it horizontally. On one end of the tube, I place a magnet with a relatively strong field.
Mm-hmm.
I place the magnet so that the north polar field is pointing towards the contents of the tube.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's going to happen is that bacteria will immediately react. When I reverse the poles, it will either cause the bacteria to move towards the magnet or away from the magnet. Now, why is this happening? You've got these little, you know, small microorganisms they're floating happily in this liquid medium. They have no idea that there's a magnetic field there, but they're responding to it.
Wow.
The reasons for this is that there will be tiny particulate matter within their, you know, bodies that will be influenced. It will cause a reaction response to them to either move towards or away. Now, when we deal with the planets, we're not just dealing with one particular energetic field emission. When we take a look at a planet similar to a human being, we have a symphony and a cacophony of different kinds of emissions coming out. We have radio frequencies, we have heat, we have electromagnetism, or we have magnetism. We also have wavelengths that are extremely small and short, and that are generally undetectable by most instruments. Now, there's an article on my website that illustrates this dramatically. I believe it was somewhere in the mid-60s, one of the large telecommunications firms, I can't remember which one it was, but it might have been AT&T, periodically throughout the course of a year, their communications networks would black out. They'd lose huge chunks of their connection. They couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And this kept going on and on, and it was causing loss of revenue, and it was really, you know, frustrating their customers. So they eventually decided that they needed to call in some kind of a maverick, really, you know, well-educated, intelligent guy that was known to fix these kinds of problems. So they called an engineer in. He spent a year trying to figure out why and from where these interruptions were coming from. And he eventually came to the realization that it was literally coming from planetary motion. And
wow.
He found that it was, what he found was that specifically it was the faster moving planets and the closer planets that were causing most of the interruptions. He found that it was the Moon, Mercury, and Mars. The other planets could have an effect, but it was those ones that were really pronounced.
Wow.
And he felt that some of this was occurring in the microwave wavelength area, and that when these particular planets formed hard angles to each other, there would be a turbulent wavefront shear that would be set up, and this radiation would impact the Earth, and it was that specifically that was actually causing hardware, physical hardware, to fail.
Wow.
So he developed a shielding mechanism. They wrapped it around the pipelines, and then the interruption stopped. Now, it's important to consider this. If physical hardware, which is far less sensitive than biological tissue, can actually be caused to stop functioning, then imagine if your fragile biological body, which is much more sensitive to these things, imagine what kind of effect these radiations can have on your body.
Absolutely.
And on your mind.
Absolutely.
Right. So,
I love it.
Well,
now,
what we end up with...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, you know, and remember, I just want to add that, what do we have in our bodies? We have minerals. We have iron in our bodies, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So that would all, you know, that all gets magnetized, and that's all, you know, pulling us also, correct?
Well, this is something that's an interesting area to explore. One thing that's really interesting to me is I've studied aspects of East Indian medicine, Ayurvedic, Ayurveda. And what really caught my attention was that some of the remedies that an Ayurvedic practitioner will make, you know, a lot of times they'll take like gemstones and different kinds of substances and mix them up.
Right. Gold,
I remember reading,
copper.
Oh, yeah, different metals.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you
the
know,
gemstones
as well
have
as
to
I,
be set in certain metals, absolutely.
Yeah. That's it. And I mean, from your practice, you see this all the time.
Yeah.
We see that there is a bizarre planetary correspondence to precious metals.
Yeah, and precious stones, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Here's something that's weird, and you can examine this directly. The width in angstroms of silver is something like 0.1108. The radius of the moon is 10,800. So we have a direct numeric correspondence between the angstrom width of silver, 108, with the radius of the moon, 108. There's a direct correspondence, and it just so happens that silver is what most astrologers consider to be the precious metal of the moon.
Exactly. Very
yeah.
good. So
yeah.
you've answered, you've kind of touched on a lot of different things here, you know. So not only are we dealing with maybe remedies with sound and frequencies, but also with like what is normal in Vedic astrology, Eastern astrology, metals and gemstones, of course, you know. So I liked, you know, what you have said. I think we need to pause for a moment, though, and see if we have a caller on the line, which I think we do. Is there a caller there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Terry?
Yeah.
This is Susan calling.
Hi, Susan.
My birthday is 8-12-59.
8-12-69?
59.
59.
Five.
Okay. And do you have a question for myself or Don?
I have a question for you. I'd like to know what's going on with my home and my relationships. And
okay. And, you know,
a little advice on how to navigate.
All right. And, you know, during these shows, you know, we have an hour show, and usually sometimes it's, you know, some of the questions, of course, are a bit on the complicated side. So if you would rather speak to me privately, you can always call me at 888-334-7785, or you can visit my website and see how to get a personal reading with me. But right now, you know, the reason you're having problems with maybe home and family and in general, your happiness, is that your sun is at 19 degrees and it's being aspected within 1 degree by the south and north nodes, okay? So
okay.
you just need to have to wait until maybe the end of the month for that to improve. And, of course, because you're not really aware about what is going on here, it's probably aggravating your Mars and making you overreactive to minor things because your Mars is in the sign of Virgo, all right, and so is your
right.
Venus. So that the little things, you know, you come home and the dog peed on your floor. Oh, my God, you know, it's a big deal. So it's a very tense energy that has you very reactive, all right? So you got to work that energy off. And when I see a transit like this, I tell people, you know, there's so many things available to us when we're going through a bad transit, which is why I brought Doc on. His frequencies, you know, gem therapy, or just exercising the energy out. So I would say give it about a month, and then I feel, you know, things are going to improve and become more aware of your hyper-reactiveness.
Well, that's interesting, because last year I started taking piano lessons.
Very
and
good.
It's amazing how the piano lessons have helped to improve my depression.
There you go. See?
Working with my piano teacher and picking out pieces that are almost harmonious and make me feel good, and sitting down at the piano and playing really has helped. So I believe in this.
Exactly. So keep working on it. You know, we never actually get to where we're going. So it's always a constant working on. You understand? But I
yes.
would say definitely keep up what you're doing. Look into things like exercising and burning off that excessive energy from Saturn, or even mitigating the transit with gemstone therapy, or go and look and see at Don's Yahoo group and maybe listen to some of his frequencies. And I think people can download some of the frequencies to listen to them, can't they? Don?
Hey.
Oh, I don't. Hello.
Hello.
Do you still have it on your that people can kind of like listen to a sample of the frequencies before they actually purchase them? Correct.
Yeah, we recommend that people actually try it before they buy
yeah.
it.
Oh, very good. Yeah. See, so that's something that can be done there. So I thank you for calling, Susan. I hope I answered your question a little bit.
Thank you. It's always good to talk to you.
All right, darling. Thank you. And do we have another caller on the line? Hello? Okay. So there are so many things that are available to people who are going through, you know, heavy transits. And I know that you and I, Don, had spoke a little bit offline about the heart. Tell me a little bit about what you feel about getting to people's hearts.
Well, I began to realize that over the last couple of years that the frequencies were actually pretty accurate models of specific states of consciousness that would correspond to a planetary transit. And when they would be played back, there's one type of energetic field emission that comes from planets that are not well known about. The Russians did some work with what they call torsion fields and other things related to that in a similar vein. It's this particular energetic form that to a large extent my model maps. If you go to the website, there's a video there that shows highly complex specific geometric patterns forming in relation to different simple tones.
Oh.
Quite astounding to watch. And I recommend if somebody wants to get a really good handle on what this is and how it works to watch that video.
Oh,
my frequencies are more complex than that because they're modeling to a much greater degree of specificity. But over the last year or so, a lot of the frequencies that I had designed, you know, were to help, you know, with different kinds of health and wellness issues, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically. And I was happy with the results. And, you know, I was always gratified when someone wrote in and said, wow, you know, I listened to this thing and this is what, you know, I'm experiencing. But I realized something in the last 6 months that there was an enormous area that I had missed.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I had missed it because maybe a part of me knew all along that that's really the big focus that I was supposed to have, and for some reason I just wasn't approaching it, or maybe I just wasn't paying attention to it. And that was that in life, the thing that matters really the most to us is the state that our heart's in. And, you know, if a person has a mental or physical and perhaps even some emotional issues, they can be difficult, you know, you can apply some effort and get through it. But if something afflicts your heart heavy enough, badly enough, it can pretty much debilitate everything. And I didn't
Absolutely.
Have any frequencies that were, you know, really specifically in place for that. Mm-hmm. And so I'd gone through something myself where, you know, my heart felt heavy and, you know, very much in pain. And when it hit me, I hadn't developed any frequencies, you know, to address that kind of thing. And when it hit me, it was so debilitating that I really didn't have the, you know, the motivation or clarity to be able to, you know, sit down and just do the head work, you know, and the heart work to actually make such a thing. So a big focus now is, and it's pretty much complete, is to get some kind of kit with frequencies in it that can help a person through things like heartbreak or sorrow or intense grief. And so this is going to be up and available soon, and there will be a number of free full versions that people can sample. And the purpose is to support, to heal, to facilitate, to get balance back inside the heart so a person can actually just cope and function and to believe again and to allow the heart to slowly, you know, be able to open again. And from that place, from a place of heartfulness, from a place of, you know, loving oneself and recognizing self-worth and regaining a sense of openness and belief in life, then life can become better. And I think that that's probably all along for the last 7 years has been the most important thing and really needs to be the biggest focus.
I think that that's amazing. And so remember, everyone, that you can try Don's frequencies, you can try them out. You don't have to purchase them. Just give them a try. See which one you're more in tuned with. And if you have a broken heart, if your heart is challenged and you need to move on and trying to move on with your life, he's working right now on these things, and he had left them out of his of his frequencies up until recently. So I'm glad. So when will those ones be ready? You're not quite finished with them yet?
the frequencies, there's a first kit that will be offered that should have pretty profound impact on people.
Wow.
They're done now, and I'm just putting the kit together. If they go to www.thesoundofstars.com, they'll find a link to the Yahoo group. They should go into the Yahoo group and watch for posts over the next 2 to 4 days. There's a new site that's been put up, and it's on the new site that that package will be available. They can access that new site through the Yahoo group.
Oh, great. So it's www.soundofstars.com?
That's it.
Or thesoundofstars.com?
It's, they have to put the www in front. We're doing a domain name switch, so at some point it's not going to matter. But to get to the site, yeah, it'll be just www.thesoundofstars.com, and they'll get there.
All right, great. So you don't have any excuse. He's got thousands of frequencies up there for to help you with a lot of planetary, you know, injustice, I want to say. I know that I've worked with you on, you know, on compiling, you know, frequencies for, you know, custom-made frequencies. You did one for my chart, and I like that. So, you know, I know I've spoken to you many, many times in the past, and you've asked me questions, and I've been very supportive of your work, which I love your work, and watching you grow and just get more into it, I think, you know, when you look back and then you'll look back 10, 5 years from now, you'll see how far you came, and I think this is really going to go someplace, Don. I think, it, you know, the development and everything you're working on, it sometimes does take a lifetime, you know, to learn something, doesn't it?
Well, it's interesting because when the first frequency was developed about 2 years ago, it was an experiment. I was working on a different related project, and it was a spin-off of that. And at the time, before I actually played it, I really didn't know what to expect. And then worked so profoundly, so dramatically, that I had to take a hard look at it. And the last 2 years have been intense and much learning, like for myself and the members. And so it's just a little process, but it's bearing results.
Yeah, so I want you all to visit his group, www.soundofthestars.com. It'll take you to his Yahoo group. You can try out the frequencies for free. If you want to purchase any of the frequencies, just mention that you heard him on this radio show, and he'll give you a 10% discount. Not that they're overly priced anyway. They're not. They're very affordable for everyone. So it's our hour is just about up. If you need to speak to Don, he's very accessible through his Yahoo group. If you need to speak to me, you know I'm always available for private consultations at www.terrynazon.com. And with that, I want to thank you, Don, so much for coming on the show. It's important, you know, that we give people hope, an outlet, something else to try. Because when people are having problems, they try a lot of different things to alleviate their pain and to help them move on. So it's important that we present everything that we know, you know, to them so that they can make their own decisions. Try this, try that, whatever they're attuned to, whatever works, I say, right?
That makes sense.
Yep. So thank you for coming on the show. And everybody visit his Yahoo group. You can access it with www.soundofthestars.com. And I want to thank everyone for calling in this evening. You know that I love hearing from you. I love it when you write to me. I want you all to have your free natal chart. And until next week, you know where you can find me. And have a lovely week this week. Thank you.